It is mentioned in the famous book Mishkatul Masabih that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he has narrated that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person wearing a gold ring. Saw a man wearing a gold ring. Instantly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removes that ring and throws it down on the floor and says, does anyone keep a flame in his hand? Allahu Akbar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves that area, another person says to the one who had the ring, why don't you pick it up and use it for something else? Melt it down, use it in another way besides wearing it. That sahabi says, wallahi, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I will never take it. I will never touch it. While Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has thrown it away. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you seen this obedience of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the blessed companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden, has prohibited, has thrown away, I'm not going to even touch that. This is true obedience. As our honorable scholars of Islam say, that love forces the lover to follow the beloved. Subhanallah. And our beloved is whom? Is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Our beloved is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, is the Awliya Allah, the pious predecessors, the pious personalities, those who are close to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. They are our beloveds. And if we truly love them, then we should follow them, we should listen to them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Remember, obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a believer, as a Muslim, is compulsory upon every Muslim male and female. It is wajib, it is necessary upon us. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Anfal, verse 1, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And obey Allah and His noble Rasul if you have faith, if you have Iman. Allahu Akbar. And indeed, as believers, as Muslims, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, through the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have Iman, we have faith. But ask ourselves, are we doing justice to that? Are we truly doing justice by obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. If we don't, who loses out? Ask yourself, I must ask myself as well, if I don't obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I live my life according to the whims and the fancies of the people, to fit in society, for the pleasure of the people, who loses out? Who gains? You know who gains? Shaitan. Our aduwwum mubeen, our open enemy. He wants to take the maximum of people with him to Jahannam. Allah will protect us against the fire of hell and its punishments. Allah will protect us for the sake of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the punishments of the grave, because punishments of the grave is a reality. Allahu Akbar. We lose out, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, you and I, if we don't obey Allah Azza wa Jal, if we don't obey the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we haven't developed that love and respect and honor and following of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's commands and orders, we will lose out in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter. And if we are truly intelligent people, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has given you and me aql, has given us intelligence, has given us understanding. So we know that if I do these things, I am successful in this world, in the grave and in the hereafter. If I don't, I will be at loss in this world, the grave and the hereafter. So think about this. Don't feel that, you know, we have so many restrictions that I can't do this, I can't do that. When it comes to dancing and singing in the nightclubs and gambling and drinking alcohol or these kind of matters, these are evils, these are sins Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden us, has prohibited us, but yet many Muslims are still doing it. Why? Perhaps it's a company they are keeping. The company they keep is encouraging them, influencing them towards these evils. But have you ever thought, before we make a move, before we plan, whatever we're going to do, behind that, whatever goals we make in our life, think about this first. Okay, what does my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about this? You know, this helps us to develop our connection to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many things do. By abundant recitation of Durood-e Paak and Salawat, this develops a love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a connection. It strengthens that connection to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by following his orders, what he said, what he did, how he did it. Ask ourselves, are we doing this? The glorious Quran encourages us that, you know, we have that role model, we have that hero, we have that practical example and sample. You know, a person who is in the different professions out there, they first make a sample, and thereafter they start their manufacturing and their developments based on that. And as I mentioned earlier, the glorious Quran is our manual, a book of guidance for us. And we have that practical example before us in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The glorious Quran has mentioned in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 21. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, following the noble Prophet of Allah is better for you. Therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, the Quran is advising us. The Quran is showing us, is teaching us the path to success, the path to piety, the path which leads to the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to develop a strong relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This involves listening to him, loving him, respecting him, honoring him, and obeying him as well.